What do you think of life in Rojna Dolina?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Peter, Nedelia. Ponedelia.
Erasmus on Air.
Burschenschaften. Hi, my name is Vincent, and today's show will go into the topic of nationalism among specific student groups in Germany and Austria, called Burschenschaften, or in English, fraternities. Although not all of these student groups consider themselves as explicitly German national, and some of them even somehow position themselves in a so-called reformistic approach, there is an integrated, dangerously striking tendency among these groups towards a neoconservative, nationalist attitude and political involvement. This is directly connected to the history and self-conceptions of those fraternities themselves, and goes together with bizarre rituals and habits of those groups that I'm going to examine in the course of today's radio show. In the following show, I will talk about the view on the world that is practiced in the self-conception of precisely self-proclaimed German national fraternities, as well as about their consistent involvement in right-wing political activities, initiatives, and politicization. It is important to show that such identity-based associations go together with racist and neo-racist argumentations, anti-Semitism, as well as with an anti-feminist and homophobic attitude and misogyny. Furthermore, I will talk to Lenny, who studies in Marburg, a German student town where a lot of fraternities are very active. He will talk about the different activities of those student groups on the ground and their involvement in and influence on the student sphere. The roots of the German fraternities go back to the early 19th century and the first of those student groups that was founded in Jena. The idea was to unite the students of the Jena University, who were divided into regional and local groups, to a universal one under the subject of a common German nationality. In the founding document of 1850-15, there is written: I will quote now. Raised by the thought of a common fatherland, imbued with the sacred duty that is inherent to every German to work towards revitalization of German habit and German sense, thereby awaken German force and breeding, thus founding the previous honor and glory of our people firmly back, and to protect it forever against the most terrible threats, to protect it against foreign subjugation and despotal force, a part of the students in Jena has met and has persuaded to set up a connection with the name of fraternity. The conception of student fraternities began to spread, as well as its self-conception of proudly embodying, spreading, and preserving a German cultural identity. As you could already see or listen in the paragraph, the notion of German nation is thereby strongly tied to a perception of a German cultural area, typical German habits, traditional, etc., etc., etc. That also mirrors in today's self-image of what is German among those fraternities, where not the citizenship determines your nationality, but diffuse cultural and traditional perceptions of fatherland and Volksgemeinschaft. You just listened to the song Little Bit by the cloud rap artist Taha. The perhaps most striking association today in Germany and Austria is the Deutsche Burschenschaft, the German fraternity, where altogether 66 associations and fraternities are organized in. Fraternities which are organized in it follow the principles of so-called beating associations. That means that it is inherent part of a membership there to duel yourself in a rapier fight. Wounds and scars that result of these fights are proudly worn and shown as an expression of bravery and virtue. Because of the illegality of those fights, wounded people get vetted on the ground by doctors who are members of these particular or a friendly fraternity and do not go to the hospital. Otherwise, hospitals would have to report this. Another specific of the fraternities which are organized there is their status as farbentragende, so-called color-wearing associations. Every fraternity has its own combination of colors, which are worn in a sash around the body. It functions as a symbol of individual identification, as well as for purposes of recognition and attribution. In the last years, the German fraternity consistently attracted attention because of their proximity towards right-wing extremism that became vividly visible in their determination of principles. Exemplarily for this can be considered the occasional consideration of an Arianachweis, a verification for being Aryan, that in the end in fact failed but temporarily found quite a few supporters within the organization. Because of this debate that took place in 2011 was the disagreement of a member of one particular fraternity that was considered not German enough because he had Chinese parents. In this context, we will now listen to Lenny, who will tell us something about the situation in Marburg, a student town in the west of Germany.
Marburg is a university town with quite a long history, therefore also the fraternities here are quite traditionally rooted. Right now there exist 29 student groups in Marburg, which range from more or less liberal ones with a focus on musical and artistic events to open nationalistic groups with an explicit political aspiration. I like to focus on three of them, which definitely can be located in a German nationalistic far-right discourse. The Germania, the Rheinfranken, and the Normania Leipzig zu Marburg are all organized in the already mentioned Deutsche Burschenschaft umbrella organization. The Germania also held the chairmanship of the Deutsche Burschenschaft in the year 2014 and served in this function as a key figure of right-wing networking processes. This becomes clear when looking at the personal backgrounds of their most active members, ranging from party membership in the extreme right neo-Nazi party NPD to journalistic activity in media organs of the New Intellectual Right, as the Blaue Narzisse newspaper. The members of the Germania fraternity connect institutionalized right-wing organizations with more or less loose neoconservative and elitist circles.
This form of German nationalism, like it is practiced and perceived among these groups, does not just result in an open racism, but also contains a strong anti-Semitic orientation. In 2005, a fraternity from Vienna invited the Holocaust denier David Irving, who publicly denies the eliminatory purpose of gas chambers in Auschwitz. The interplay between racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric and outlook also mirrors in other events, inviting popular figures of the extreme right and neo-right political scene. This often goes along with the belittlement of the German past in various ways, with the attempt to constitute a new national patriotic self-image.
Für die Gang, ich sterbe, ich kill für die Gang. Hast du gehört? Ich kill für die Gang. Brr, 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 brr. Uzi vergoldet 24 Karat.
Anakurnikova.
Munition aus Diamant oder Hass.
Hey,
komm in unsere Hut hinein und wir stechen dich, keine Frage. Ja. Haben wir gar kein Hock dabei? Nehmen wir einfach eine Gabel. Bandana am Wrist und Kapuze im Gesicht. Dicke Stacks in unseren Pants. Wir sind motherfucking rich. Bitch, ich bin wie Gucci Mane. Ich angel im Whirlpool nach Money, werfe die Leine ins Wasser und habe nach einer Sekunde Millionen an der Angel. Doch werf sie zurück in den Pool, wenn du das siehst, nennst du mich verrückt. Aber das ganze Scheißhaus ist schon voll und ich weiß nicht mehr, wohin damit. Ich creep mit dem Guss durch die Hut, du siehst es fast niemals allein. Denn einer macht täglich Millionen, dann hat man zu zweit schon mal zwei. Dann hat man zu dritt schon mal drei, dann hat man zu viert schon mal vier. Und 4 Millionen am Tag sind eigentlich schon mal ganz viel.
Und ich tu das alles für die Dutze Mom. Make money, get rich, let's fuck off. Und ich tu das alles für die Guts am Block.
Represent my city till I last die.
Und ich tu das alles für die Dutze Mom.
Make money, get rich, let's fuck off.
Und ich tu das alles für die Guts am Block.
That was Al Gooney with Represent. Most fraternities are structured in a clear hierarchy. In order to become a member, you first have to pass the Fuchsenstatus. Translated, that would mean the status of a fox. As a fox, you are not just taught by the members about fraternity traditions, but also have to serve them in a way. That often includes submissive tasks like to lay and clear the table and dishes after a meal, or to conclude errands, to the point of really degrading tasks like washing away the vomit and piss of the members after the Kneipe, the traditional collective drinking of alcohol. These sometimes humiliating tasks are considered to steal the character and signalize the readiness to make sacrifices to the fraternity, which membership is intended for a lifetime. The bondage between the people in a fraternity is pretty high. A leaving or withdrawal is not intended. Members who get older and move out of the common fraternity houses therefore stay in strong contact and often financially support their activities and projects. Events with old men, alte Herren, how it is called, thus functioned not infrequently as influential networks that not just provide knowledge and advice, but also often jobs, opportunities and contacts. Important factor in this hierarchical organization is the self-concept and principle as a male society, the so-called Männerbund. Although in the meantime there have developed some female and even gender-mixed societies, the majority of self-constituted traditional fraternities, and especially the German national fraternities, are exclusively male associations. This form of organization goes together with a, to put it mildly, conservative image of women to the point of frankly misogyny. Women are excluded from the usual activities, except special public events where the company of women is explicitly requested, such as proms and festivities. The attitude of a specific superior male self-image converges with the notion of women as decorative gender. This specific male image refers to the concept of a German man that is associated with strength, heteronormativity, and serenity. Regarding the question whether they would accept homosexual men in their associations, fraternities mostly answer evasively, cryptically, or even hostile. The connectivity of those fraternities and their potential of mobilizing is different from university to the university. Concerning this, once again we will go to Lenny and the case of Marburg.
Since Marburg has also an active leftist subculture, the concrete visibility of fraternities in the campus life is relatively restricted. Their biggest event is called Frühschoppen, where all of the 29 student groups participate on a festival and beer drinking event on the central market square, usually accompanied by heavy counter demonstrations and blockade actions of left groups. This event shows clearly how the right-wing fraternities are still institutionally and historically connected to their more liberal fellow organizations. Besides this central annual event, the fraternities are trying to find new members through organizing parties and especially offering cheap rooms for students in their houses. This is quite successful in a university town like Marburg, which has limited capacities of affordable living space. The already mentioned far-right fraternities are also trying to profile themselves in the political landscape of Marburg through regular guest lectures and discussion rounds in their houses. The invited persons range from politicians of the current German ruling party, CDU, and Austrian far-right populist party, FPÖ, to the local nationalist Dietrich Gerwin, who recommended his audience a book of the Holocaust denier Wilhelm Steglich. One public discussion organized by the Rheinfranken fraternity, where the chief editor of the new right newspaper Junge Freiheit was invited to speak, I visited by myself to get an impression of how internal right-wing discussions are held. It was quite interesting to observe, because the invited journalist was kind of a representative of the more intellectual new right. He demanded from the fraternities to change their public appearance towards a less extreme attitude and to connect to broader parts of the society. The fraternity members, on the other hand, were not convinced to give up their traditional rooted values for the price of more societal recognition and preferred to remain in their extreme right position.
There can be considered numerous intersections between German national fraternities and right-wing mobilization and activities. A vivid example to view this is the WKR-Ball, or rather the Akademiker-Ball, how is it called since 2013, that annually happens in Vienna. The festive prom that used to be organized by color-wearing and predominantly beating German national fraternities and since 2013 is hosted by the right-wing Austrian party FPÖ can be considered a platform for right-wing protagonists to gather and to exchange. Despite German and Austrian far-right politicians, also prominent international participants like Marine Le Pen or Alexander Dugin participated in the prom. Since 2008, massive counter-protests around the prom are taking place every year. Various groups from the Social Democratic Party to radical leftist and anti-national groups are mobilizing to these protests. Although the police banned some of the demonstrations as well as built up controlled corridors, every year in January, actions of civil disobedience and attempts to block the entrances take place. In general, this prom is a quite exemplary event that also shows how German national fraternities in Austria overlap with the FPÖ party. Numerous positions there are taken by members of those fraternities. And this is already the end of today's show. In the exchange with other Erasmus students, I spotted that this specific form of national fraternities is something that is not necessarily known outside of Germany and Austria, which was one of the main reasons I wanted to do a radio show about it. In most German universities, they are often quite visible, as well at the campus as in the field of students' life and spare time activities. Although in the meanwhile much critique is formulated in the environment of universities, they keep recruiting people every new semester with parties and events. Nationalism seems to stay a big identity-creating factor of today's time, especially in a German national frame. Thanks for listening. I'm Vincent and switch on the radio in 2 weeks again for the next show of Erasmus on Air.
Dobrodošli. Pogovori.
Several students have enrolled in a Slovene language course. It's the first day, and the teacher, Tanja Kos, enters the classroom and introduces herself.
You are the same after Erasmus.